bills that could change everything from what information is collected about Arizona kindergartens to how the state teaches English language learners are working their way through the state legislature. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was at the House Education Committee meeting yesterday and has an update for us. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So what stood out for you at yesterday's meeting?
There was a strong urge to talk about the ongoing problems in Arizona schools, like the teacher shortage and how funding can contribute to that, even when it wasn't explicitly part of the legislation that was even being presented. For example, the first bill the Education Committee heard was about collecting survey data about school kindergarten programs. Here's what Democratic Representative Geraldine Peten from Goodyear had to say about that.
What's the purpose of the data? It's not going to produce a highly qualified teacher.
Other lawmakers like Republican Leo Basucci argued that data is necessary.
I don't want to just say we need full-day kindergarten just because I feel like we need full-day kindergarten. I want the data so that we can say, hey, there's a need for this.
And that bill ultimately advanced.
Now, last week on the show, we talked with Senator Paul Boyer about a bill in that chamber that would give schools more options for teaching English language learners. It passed the Senate Education Committee. How did a similar bill fare in the House?
It got a thumbs up from the Senate Education Committee. A representative from the Arizona Department of Education was there and spoke in support of it, in addition to numerous educators. The current four-hour block that schools have to use to teach only English has been unpopular, and it's believed to contribute to Arizona's low graduation rates for these students.
Lawmakers are also considering education bills dealing with issues outside the classroom. Can you give us an example of that?
Yes, it is time to revisit my old friend, school procurement. In the final hours of the legislature last year, there was a line in the budget that drastically changed how districts could purchase goods and pay for big projects. They went from being able to choose from a variety of regulated practices to having to choose only the lowest bidder. Then this was a direct reaction to mismanaged construction projects in the Scottsdale Unified School districts. This new bill would revert back to the old way of doing business. It's supported by a lot of the business community, and it's going to proceed in the House.
So who was in the audience watching lawmakers discuss education? Remember last spring, at one point, there were a lot of people in the audience to watch.
It was still a pretty full audience. I would say several dozen people there. It was really hard to find a seat. And a lot of people in red shirts. That's a nod to the state's Red for Ed movement to increase funding for public education. One of the people I met was Jill Humphreys.
I am a mother and grandmother and a school board member.
And she's a school board member in Gilbert Public Schools. She says that districts like hers still have budget challenges despite those increases in education funding.
Last year, the governor made the promise of 20 by 2020, but he didn't give us enough to give the broadest definition of teacher. It was a 9% raise added on to the 1.06 that they'd received the previous year.
And what she means by broadest definition of teacher is roles in the school, including counselors and psychologists, other roles. Another thing to consider is that all Arizona school districts have had to raise the minimum wage of their janitorial, food service, and other classified staff to comply with the state law, and they haven't necessarily gotten any extra funding to do that.
And considering the session just started, it sounds like there's a lot more to come.
Definitely. None of these bills are anywhere close to being a law yet, and there's sure to be continuing debate on how Arizona funds public education or doesn't.
And that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome.